Sybil.
It feels like a hump day. Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
What is going on, everybody? You're right, Sybil, it's hump day. I'm wishing.
Humpity hump.
I'm hoping I get to.
Okay, humping people.
Where they at? All over.
Yes. All right, let's see. Let's start with Donald Trump and the primaries. He did well in the West.
Yes.
How did he do, Sibby? Did he win?
Well, he won in Arizona. That was the big one.
And so it's done now? He's got enough to...
No, well, there's still hope. As a matter of fact, just this morning, it's been announced that Jeb Bush, remember him?
The loser?
Yeah.
Loser Bush?
Yeah, loser Bush has endorsed Ted Cruz this morning and urged them to reject Donald Trump.
What did Ted Cruz say?
No.
Bush said, for the sake of our party and country, we must move to overcome the divisiveness and vulgarity Donald Trump has brought into the political arena. And we will certainly lose our chance to defeat the Democratic nominee and reverse President Obama's failed policies. They always bring President Obama into this.
And then he said, please clap.
And tell my mom you like me.
All right, that Super PAC that's got, that's the anti-Trump ads. Mm-hmm. They're in Utah. They're circulating a photo of Donald Trump's wife as she was posing nude.
Yes, she has.
That would make me vote for Donald Trump.
I think so. I think that, but that's just going to encourage some more male voters to vote for Donald Trump.
It probably will, and not the male voters that they're accustomed to, but rather those that, you know, they're looking to
I don't think that's a good idea.
The more conservative
people. The show is fine wife nude to get you to go against Donald Trump. That doesn't make sense. To me.
How about Ben Carson's wife? Okay, that's too far. I went too far.
You think?
Yes.
You think
you went too far that time, please.
That would stop some folks.
Went too far.
Okay. I'm coming back.
Oh, meaning you'll be back with more of that. You'll stop now, but you'll be back for more, I'm sure.
Then Donald Trump tweeted, hey, lying Ted Cruz, be careful, or I'll spill the beans on your wife.
What's up with Ted Cruz's wife, Sid?
I don't know.
You don't know?
But it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's nothing. You can't stop Trump. It's like they can't stop him.
No, it doesn't matter.
I mean, there may not be anything with Ted Cruz's wife. There may be something with Ted Cruz's wife. But, you know, Donald Trump always, you know, he always feels so beat up upon. And that's why he, you know,
throws
it back.
Yeah, he can say anything and go.
He has the softest skin ever.
Wait a minute, there's nothing wrong with my wife.
Hey, what about your wife? Okay.
What about you? I know him, but what are you?
That player Rob Ford, the crackhead man of Toronto, he died.
Yeah.
Age 46.
What was wrong with him, Sid?
He had cancer.
And crack.
He had, you know, gone into treatment and everything. But remember last year.
That leaves damage.
He has sought treatment for cancer. And last Friday, I think we got the story that his family had gathered around him. Mm-hmm. And it didn't look good. And then yesterday morning, it came out that he had passed away.
Yeah. Rob Ford, the mayor of...
He was quite the...
He was a...
Quite the life of the party.
Very colorful guy.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Dikembe Mutombo was in Belgium.
There. He was at the airport.
He was at the airport when the explosion.
No.
But he's fine.
Yeah, he sent out a Facebook message that he was there at the airport, but that he was okay.
So these guys went through security with a bomb?
Apparently. They were there. They saw them at the...
They went through Belgium TSA.
No.
Basket full of bombs.
Well, I don't know that they went. There's some different sources that are saying that they were at the airport, and you saw them going through, and then it's whether they actually got through security. But these are the two gentlemen that they, gentlemen, these are the two guys that they have reported to be behind the attacks. And also, have ties to the Paris attacks.
So how far into the airport did they get?
Well, that's the question, because where the bombs were found is different than from what, you know, some of the reports are saying.
The bombs were found beyond security?
Well, they think that some of them did, but for the most part, the damage was at the departures section of the airport.
Oh, okay. All right. Michael Jackson, all the money that he's made since he died, and he's just getting out of debt, it seems. He owed a lot of people money.
He's made more money now.
He's making, yeah, he's just about.
But his,
he owed so many millions.
And not to mention the taxes.
Yeah. But now it seems that his children don't have any money like they thought they had. They got some money, still a lot of money, but Zip, debt probably killed him. Wasn't sleep.
Well, I think you all have talked about that before, that he probably worried himself to death.
Worried himself to death.
Because of all of the, I mean, we knew that before he died. How much debt? And remember when they were doing the specials on him, and they were showing him going on all of the shopping holidays, and wondering how he was paying for all this stuff.
Debt, it'll kill you.
That'll kill you.
Debt will kill you. Hmm. This is Get Well Wednesday. Here's a story: Black women, your hair products may cause fibroids.
That's been there for a minute. We all, you know, we hear about the products, the chemicals in the products, and the effect that they have for the good of, you know, taking care of
looking
our hair,
good, huh?
And then the negative, the effect it may have on our bodies. I remember, you know, they used to tell, like, mothers when they were pregnant. When I was a little girl, there was we were in the beauty shop, and they were talking about mothers shouldn't get their perms when they were pregnant for fear of you know, or get their hair colored for fear of what that would do to the baby. And so, you know, that's been going on for years. You know,
well,
just like
60-page, these people did a 60-page report on it. And
that's
they say products, they say
make it shorter.
Yeah, products marketed to Black women are rarely researched for toxic health, and they think that Black hair products are tied directly to fibroids in women, and also early puberty.
Mm-hmm.
Early puberty in Black girls is related to hair detangler.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, the products, the chemicals. Yeah.
Wow.
And
so you
and when you think about that, we can't live without detangler for the most part.
You die. Mommy.
Yeah.
You're killing me.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, really, you're killing me. Mommy.
Well, either way, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. Because detangler is so vital in putting that comb through our hair. And then if it is true, then, you know, what are we doing? And they know, a lot of these companies know that these products, the chemicals in there are not good for us, and yet they keep doing it. Just like they're talking about the talcum in the powder, remember?
Yeah.
We talked about that not too long ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, for years, there's always been what is in the deodorant that causes breast cancer. That one
Okay. What about perms for men? Is Revanel okay? What?
Why don't you ask him when he comes up in a couple of hours, Tom? You ask him.
If he shows up pregnant, we know this.
Wait, what?
All right, if these
what?
Toxic chemicals are bad for women. Women's health.
What about men?
What about men? What about Rev?
And you're more upset about Reverend Al than you are about the millions of women that may be affected?
I never said that. You said that. I just asked about Reverend Al.
Okay.